probably doing something. I talked to CBS yesterday. They were small and talking to the top brass in New York about the new space. Feel that they're going to be somewhat embarrassed if they go with the Julie special and don't have an opportunity for a one-on-one or a conversation with you as we had originally announced. When I talked to Small, I said I can't work with you on that basis at all. But I wanted to raise it this morning. If we do plan on doing something like that, I would rather move in that direction than having the Julie special not run. So I thought I would raise it and see what they think about it. They are at this time disposed not to proceed with the Julie special because of their quite taken over the NBC thing, which we could have had.
But I would like to take the time and it might
I understand totally. You don't want to lock yourself to time. I'll try the first quarter and see how they react. I can't see them reacting anyway, but positively on this. We guarantee them a one-on-one. One thing I'd like to raise here is that, and I talked with them yesterday, the anchor man on the one-on-one, and I see no problem at all. I think he can handle him probably better than any Chris Weller, if not better than anyone, it would be Dan Rabbit. They're committed to Rabbit for the one-on-one. I raised this with them yesterday again and talking about Cronkite on the one-on-one. But they were holding firmly on that. I again raise it to before we commit. Rabbit is immensely down.
Look at the reality, you can't do it.
Yes, sir. You're talking about the first, part of the third hallway, yeah. Another way to fix it, if there's one other possibility here, they may agree to, we don't want to do the one-on-one. Well, no, I don't think they'd agree to it before we did the one-on-one. But a small race, the point, and he did it, and he raised the context of after the one-on-one, of doing the vignette series with the price, would all be done at one time. None of it would be edited, but it would be run over a period of 3 days. Not a vignette. The wrong word. We would take areas of the world and discuss that particular area.
No, they're not going to do that.
Well, I'm not particularly in favor of it, but I just want to raise it.
I mean, it's a pretty box that we can box in, and we can show that there one on one later on. Do a degree of the
date. I don't have a degree of the date, but they would want. They would want a guarantee of a one-on-one. They would want a commitment.
Well, you can tell them about a one-on-one. Because I'm sure can't give them a name that can't be before the first of the year. You know, put a period in there. You want to look on your own return. You want to know the name. You can talk to them. You can say that she's going to get one. You can also say that that's the last of the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you would express your own views on Castro to Medici. Again, I mean, on the OAS issue.
All right, good.
Now, we had, I had a call at 3 this, at 1 this morning from the Russian. You know, we sent him a real standby letter. Well, no, they sent you a letter now. And what they're proposing, they're back again with their old proposal, which is, it's a very conciliatory letter, which in itself is unacceptable. But they're proposing a ceasefire and a political negotiation between Islamabad and the Awami League. Now, the situation... What I'm wondering now, Mr. President, is this. Whether we should not go back to them and say, if this negotiation is within the framework of the United Pakistan, with maximum autonomy for the East, we are willing to discuss it with them. That will separate them to some extent from the Indians. And secondly, we'll get us a ceasefire in the West, which we've got to have if the West Pakistan is under this man. Thank you. to see him for 15 minutes to take the message. It would be such a vehicle for you to stand very soon, where even only you can really do believe communist. How you feel, he'd be flatter than you saw him. And they, and you haven't been truculently looking for an opportunity. You used the transmission of the message from them to express your view very strongly.
This was drawn. It wasn't yesterday's Daily News.
That's fine.
them to say they were astonished, they can say they disagreed with your view. But if you have made your view
over a long
period of time clear on this subject,
but I don't see why. If I'm president, I'm squire, and he's in the board, 10, 15, I'm going to very agree with him.
I'm sure of that. As I told you, Mr. President, if they doesn't take us down to the wire on the, even on the hardcore, we're going to lose. If we don't take the hardcore, we'll surely lose. You know, it's sort of gambling. And I think we are better off losing within the constraints that our domestic opinion imposes on us, showing that you've not caved. Being condemned by Andrew Ford.
You have my opinions about it.